Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly clear. 67 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 67 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 66 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 65 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 67 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. 68 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 70 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees.
WPAD monitor. W8FQ. WPAD. Good morning, Walt. Where you been? Last Tuesday night, I think it was Tuesday, I was, you know, my family room is like a foot, not a foot, lower than the kitchen floor, we'll call it. I took a tumble and did a hell of a number on my hip. I was thinking about a Sunday, you know, going to the, I think it's Sunday they're open, to the temple, but I'm on a walker at home, not whining, just the way it is. Roger. Okay, well, that's unfortunate. Hopefully you'll have a speedy recovery. But I was going to call you today, and I was going to see if you could. I hadn't heard from you, and we missed yesterday. I was going to see if you wanted to do wonton today. Oh, man, I'd love to, but really, I can barely walk. I can barely move. When I did a number, I did a number. So, yeah, but I have to say no. I'm sorry. All right, well, rain check. And go from there. So what else is new and exciting? You playing any radio? No, I haven't. I haven't been on 2 meter 440. You know, I love my Fusion. I've been giving you a call on this frequency. This is the first time I've heard from you in a number of days. Well, one day I heard you, and I was on a phone call, and I finished up real quick. It was about, I don't know, it couldn't have been a minute. You weren't gone. I'm like, what the heck? And then a couple of days, one day I didn't go in, one day I took off, and the other day I remember I came in late, so I wasn't driving my normal drive time. So there's been a number of weird things going on. Then I think one day I went in really, really early. So I've had weird drive times this last week or two. Oh, yeah, that happened. Today will be clean-up day. I'm going to try to get in the shower. I got the cleaning gal coming over later. So, she brought some. You know, she's Laotian. And as I made mention before, her mother and stepdad ran a Thai restaurant in Warren years ago. And when she makes food, it's completely different. Like meatloaf. Yeah, I'm used to Charlene's meatloaf. You're used to your mother's meatloaf and wife, you know. Just like whatever spices she used just sets it off so well.
Yeah, I think I know what you mean. They have a certain, they, you know, they, a lot of the spices they use are not common in American fare, and some of it is, you know, Thai basil, for instance, is not real common. Italians have a basil, but it's a little different, and you know, and of course, if you don't like the pepper, then you won't notice that. You know, they're not putting it in. But that's in a lot of stuff, and I think that just really makes it worthwhile. But cilantro sometimes, it depends. And cinnamon, I like cinnamon. And done right, that's something else. But yeah, I know what you mean. The Vietnamese place just opened up right where the old Produce Palace used to be by me. It's called Banh Mi, and they do the, you know, the on the sandwiches or whatever they are. I'm not sure how you pronounce that, but when you get the meat one, it's got that distinct flavor. It's got this, you know, kind of a little different flavor to it. Good stuff.
I'll be darned. Charlene and I have not used that Produce Palace that much because of Randazzo's in Roseville is right next door to Costco. You know, we gas up, go to Costco, and then go to Randazzo's, which reminds me of, they run it the same way they ran it on Mound and Outer Drive, you know, 100 years ago. It's just produce. You know, no exotic olives or anything like that. Not like the one on Garfield and 15, is it? No, 16. Different family of Randazzo's. Anyway, I've been watching about the hurricane, and once again, you mark my words, the insurance companies will be dropping people. They're dropping people in Florida like mad. You won't be able to get anything written up.
Yep. No, people are going to have to take that into account when they purchase down there. If you can't get insurance, boy, that's a big risk. You gotta have it's gonna plummet prices in the areas where you just can't get insurance. Either plummet prices or the insurance cost will be so prohibitively high. You know, but crazy. So yeah, what's this one? I noticed, I saw it was coming in, and I didn't pay attention. Is it a big one? Powerful? What are they, what is it at right now? How far from landfall?
Well, I think the outer ring of it is hitting already. It's the king tide and high tide. I was going to mention something else, darn it. Yeah, it's pretty well in there. Category one. Actually, you know, in my youth, you get there was a term for the woods that wouldn't, the hurricane wouldn't hit the area you're in, but you got the tides. And this was 1959, 1960. And you go beachcombing afterwards, you know, and man, the stuff you would find. They didn't have container ships in those days. And I used to love beachcombing. But in my lifetime, because I just get on YouTube and that, you know, like manatees are in Florida, but they've got them into North Carolina now. The beaches that I drove every day, never seen any seashells. All of a sudden, you got seashells. You know, it's all changing is what I'm getting at. Yeah. Anyway, you get a piece of property in Florida. Let's say, you know, next week, your taxes aren't going to be taxed with the people who sold it to you because they may have bought 25 years ago. It's going to be taxed what you paid on it. So you're going to, lack of insurance, there's a state insurance offered in Florida which I understand is practically broke. And so you're going to pay more taxes, maybe no insurance. According to one of the hams, WADDX, he said there's people in his subdivision. He bought in the new part in Fort Myers. They just don't have any insurance. They figure if they get wiped out, they're just going to walk away.
Yep, no, I know what you mean. It's, you know, I look at my insurance policy, and I always call my guy, and I say, are you sure this is enough? And he's like, yeah. He goes, because, you know, it's the property and the dwelling. You know, he says, this is only the dwelling. He says, you know, it doesn't include the whole property. And, but I'm still, you know, I thought about getting, replacing one. It's like, I couldn't replace mine for the amount of money that you're offering, so I don't know. I gotta revisit that, see what the hell's what. But insurance is in the business of trying not to pay. That's their business. And you know, your insurance agent, he puts on the friendly face on it and tries to sugarcoat it, but in the end, you know, he's the guy who's gonna tell you, sorry, man, that's just the way it is. I wish I could do something, you know, but I can't. You know, I'd do something if I could. Yeah, that's their typical MO.
WB80, my neighbor across the street, he changes insurance companies every year. Because every year they offer you the one to get a board policy. And when he gets the next year's billing, he drops them and goes to another one to get the first year. He does whatever, car insurance and house insurance.
Yeah, I got to do the same. I've got my house and my car. I only have one car now because I got a vehicle, a work vehicle. But they allow me to get the multi-car discount because I have the multi-car. Because it's not about having two vehicles on a policy. It's about splitting the risk factor, I guess. And, you know, if I have a work vehicle, I'm obviously driving the other vehicle recreationally or a lot less. So, they have to take that into account. So they do at least give me I'm allowed to claim my work vehicle on my policy, as, you know, just for the purpose of a multi-car discount. I think, you know, it costs me like $10 a year to have it included on the policy. And, you know, but I get, you know, $200 off on the whole policy. So it works out. But they've recently raised it for no reason. It's like, you know, I've got no children living at home anymore. I have one car, and it's a secondary vehicle. And, you know, I've hit every milestone, you know, possible. You know, credit score is, you know, impeccable. There, you know, it's like, so what's your excuse now? Because like, every step of my life, you tell me, oh, well, it's this. Oh, well, it's that. You know, it's, oh, the kids. Oh, you know, this, oh, that, you know, and, you know, now I've met every milestone, every single one of them, and why did it go up? And, you know, they can't give me an answer to that, but I've always paid more than everybody else, so I don't know what the hell is wrong. You know, I just, as a matter of fact, I search and I research and, you know, everything like that, and I just can never get the kind of deals I hear people talk about. But I got to shop again. I get everything all in one, I got the house, the car, the multi-car discount with a work car, and then I got a rider, $1 million or $2 million rider that just is like for liability cheap, just if somebody slips and falls on my property.
WB80. Yeah, like I said, my neighbor changes every year. Every year. He says, you know, you go to this insurance company, you know, we could save you a couple of $100. And then when they bill you for the second year, you drop them. It's like a sub-hobby with them. You know, just all the insurances and that. But yeah, I'm with State Farm. Been with them a year. I was with Allstate for 35 years, and they got screwy because I lived in South Warren.
Yep, they all get there at one point, so I don't know. But I've been with this insurance agent for a very long time, as long as I can remember. I've been with this guy. I used to be with my dad's agent, who was a State Farm agent in Dearborn, and my dad and he were really good friends. They were the exact same age, born on the same day. And but I used to go see him even after my father passed away. And he remembered, you know, he knew me. And but he was in Dearborn, but I never had to go there for anything, you know. It's like they do everything over the phone, and it worked out real good. That was State Farm. And then he retired, and, you know, when the other took over, none of that, you know, perks carried over, you know, and suddenly, you know, you got to come in, the cell phone, yeah, that ain't going to happen. So I shopped around, and I've been with this guy now for years and years, since the kids were little, and he's always done right by me, and he'll find me, like, a different policy, because he's a multi company carrier. Man, what did they do to these trees? The center, they like, there's a bunch of stumps sticking out of the ground, but they're trunks. They go up 20, 30 feet, 16-mile road between, I don't know, where am I at? Utica and Grosbeck. Looks weird. They should cut them down. They certainly killed them, so no point in leaving this tree trunks up. Anyhow, I digress.
Yeah, I wonder what, where's Murphy's, he has a trailer in Florida? Where's his QTH there?
He's, I think out of Orlando, but he's near, where do the Tigers do spring training? Why am I, I'm drawing a total blank now.
Don't worry about it. Same here. I don't follow sports. That's why I never put it in my brain. Yeah, I wonder, there'd be somebody to talk to about the insurance deal and, you know, all the stuff involved. We've talked about it before. I'm happy with Michigan, you know, as long as the tornado doesn't hit me. It's supposed to get rain tonight. That's okay. Doesn't bother me. I'm going to be homebound anyway. And, other than that, nothing else going on. Really, just sitting in my chair. Occasionally turn on the TV to check the weather. This new TV the boys bought me, I can get YouTube, which is interesting. And watch my documentaries.
Oh, yeah. I try to, I try to watch something on a network, you know, like a series or something like that, and I turn on my, I got the Google TV is my preferred interface, if you will. There's, you know, there's Roku, there's, you know, Alexa or Amazon, and then there's Google and Apple TV, you know, there's whatever platform you use to get your streaming. I settled on Google for all my stuff. I prefer it to the others, and I wanted the same thing. I got three TVs in the house, and I wanted them all identical. Not so much for me, but Andrea makes it easier for her. She just has to learn one remote, one menu system and all that. Doesn't matter what TV she goes to, she knows how to work it. So that's been a pretty good policy for me, and I like their system pretty much better than any of the others. Amazon's had too much of their crap embedded in it. It was really tough to, you know, not see all the crap they were just shoving down your throat all the time. So I, that one, I never played much with Roku. I looked at it a couple places. Looks okay. And of course, I'm not an Apple guy, so Apple TV is not really the wise choice. So Google it was. But anyhow, yeah, I get on there to stream something, you know, and go to one of the networks, Paramount or YouTube TV, which is a different service altogether. YouTube TV is like a, you know, they sell you a bunch of channels, all the traditional channels that you're used to with cable, and for a sizable fee. And but I get stuck on regular YouTube watching videos there, and then I'll all of a sudden I'll look up and I've burnt, you know, an hour, you know, sometimes two, and it's like, and I never even got to what I went to the TV for in the first place.
Yeah, I think this sort of TV is keeping the amps off the HF bands and what have you. I know it's done it to me. I'm watching in Florida here right now. I don't know where I'm at. I turned the sound off. All in the Gulf. They're showing a fishing pier. These condos, you know, swimming pool by the ocean's getting just covered with salt water, probably salt water pool anyway. Charlene and I went through the, it's called the Ash Wednesday storm. It wiped out Virginia Beach. But we were lucky. We went down there and walked around on a beach. And the swimming pools, which were in ground, were over your head because all the sand and the boardwalk got washed away. It missed Norfolk. We were really lucky on that one. And then we made it down to the Outer Banks, and the sheriff thought I was still stationed there. So I got through the police lines. But that was 1961. I forgot. So it wasn't really, it wasn't built up at all, not like it is today. And seen the carnage there. But yeah, just from the storms, the trail winds, or whatever, I forgot what they called them, Sean. The beach would be loaded with dead sharks. I'm serious. Porpoise, dead porpoise, and just all sorts of litter.
Yeah, powerful stuff, I'll tell you. And they're getting more frequent and worse, if I dare say. Seems like obvious things like that have been turned political, but seems like they're getting worse and more frequent. But you know, and like you said, things happening up now in the you know, in the Outer Banks and in the coastal areas are things you never saw there. You know, now all of a sudden they're you know, they've moved north. So, shrug. I ain't no rocket scientist, but I can do 2 plus 2.
Yeah, it's amazing how weather got to be its own channel on TV. And of course, they're repeating the same thing over and over, showing carnage from the wind and to be expected. I've never been down to Florida or Georgia. That Ash Wednesday storm was something. And in the Mediterranean, I know I told you this, we went through a horrible storm. In the Mediterranean, it's where the wind is coming from, what part. And we thought the one was called the Mistral. I know I'm mispronouncing it. And that was wild. They put the, in those days they still had prop planes, they put them on the flight deck towards the bow, and some of the planes got ripped off. You're plunging down because the carrier is built in three sections, and just ripped it right off chains and everything. So that was pretty wild. But fortunately, the carrier, it was an old one, but I didn't get seasick. A few of the guys did.
Sorry about that. Well, I had to order my coffee here at the drive-thru. Anywho, well, I'll tell you, you know, like you were saying earlier, I'll take Michigan. It's, you know, we got our stuff. We've been getting a few more tornadoes, it seems, lately than I remember. But then I look back at the Historic That's Good website, you know, speaking of things you can find on YouTube, that where else would you find it? Hold on here, I got to pay. Anyhow, what was I saying there? Yeah, so, yeah, it seems like, you know, you look back on the YouTube, you know, and the Internet, and you can see the history of, like, major storms and tornadoes and stuff, and, man, we had some biggies back in the 50s and 60s, and, you know, now not so much, but they seem to be coming back. They're not as powerful as some of the earlier ones.
WB80. I don't recall those. What I recalled was the tremendous amount of snow we used to have. You know, I sold the snow blowers and for Sears, and every January, you know, especially in February, March, man, working on commission, that really saved us. But now, I think last winter, my son used a snow blower twice, once to do the snow, once to run some gum out through it. Or stabilizer. Year before, the same thing. As mentioned before, my neighbors haven't ice fished in 3 winters.
Oh, yeah. No, it's been crazy the last, I mean, decade. I can't even recall the last. I mean, you get one you know, you get one monster storm maybe a year, you know, where they really dump on you. And not every year. I mean, we've avoided a lot of years. Lately we've just dodged the bullet completely. You know, little snow, but nothing major. And, you know, but at most, last decade plus, you know, we had maybe like one major storm. And, well, when I was a kid, I was just like, it would start snowing in November, and you didn't see grass again until March. And lots of snow all the time. But not no more.
Oh, you're right about that. And what was it, the big storm at 78, I think it was? I made it to work, and we were getting ready to sell snowblowers. And they closed down the store. So I had the next day off. It was my off day, and I asked the sales manager, because my boss couldn't make it, can I come in tomorrow? And he said, oh, no, we're, you know, we got the part-timers coming, and we pay them less. What a goof. Anyway, the idea of a big snowfall, they're gone. And what was it? This winter we had one dumped on us. I think it was this winter. And I got a tag on my door. You know, you better do your snow. And I figured, why? In 2 days it's going to be 40 degrees. Sure enough, it all melted. You know, some neighbor called because when she walked her kids, you know, through the snow to go to the corner and pick up her son. And I can't blame her, from the school bus. It was pretty rough. And I just let it go.
Yeah, like, what's the obligation? I mean, within 24 hours, 48, what is it? Because, you know, I don't, you know, there's got to be some window. You know, when it stops, there's got to be a certain amount of time. They can't demand that it be done within, you know, 15 minutes of the snow stopping. So what is reasonable? And, yeah, you're right. Nothing really stuck that. So, remember that weird warm streak we had in February? I was putting up wire antennas in February. We had a crazy, like, 70-degree stretch there. That's equally crazy. But, yeah, I don't know. Snow is definitely, you know, it's hurting the tourism industry here in the state. And I guess, you know, no ice and stuff like that. That's just, Michigan has a whole industry set up around those things, and that's all changing, so they're going to have to adapt or die. But anyhow, Walt, I'm just pulling up at the shop here. I see where I'm going to park, so I'm going to finish up and make this my last. I'll be able to listen out while I'm getting parked, and we'll talk to you a little later. After yours, W8FU.
Good timing. DeSantis is on TV now talking about the storm. I guess it hit, it's big. It's big. WB80.
Good morning. 0800 hours. Partly sunny. 69 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 72 degrees.
And 8KBP.
Good morning, 1000 hours. Mostly sunny. 72 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 77 degrees.
W.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 77 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 76 degrees.
WNSC Mobile. WAFU.
What up, Nick?
I'm out in one of the back of the woods near one of your machines. 34 in McKay.
34 in McKay? What the hell's got you out that away?
I gotta go do a firmware update on a body-worn camera transfer station as its attachment.
At 34 in McKay, or you're on your way to where you're going? It just happened to be there.
I gotta go to Bruce Station to about 500 feet somewhere. Okay, 34 right now.
That's right. You guys got a post there. Station 2, I forgot.
Yeah, just going around the construction project here, apparently.
Nice to make a field trip, isn't it?
You gonna be out for a bit?
I'm gonna be in here for about 20 minutes, then I'm gonna be out for... Well, I could be out for a long time after that. It depends, but I'll be out here for about 20 more minutes.
I probably won't catch you then. It will take me about a half hour. That's what I gotta do. So, good hearing you. I'll be back on in the morning before the office.
I don't think I caught all of that, but sounds like you're at your destination. You got some stuff to do. We don't catch you later, we'll catch you down the page somewhere. W8FU.
73 W8.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 80 degrees.
RUH Mobile.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 80 degrees.
NAKPP.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 77 degrees.
WB80 monitoring.
WBA, KF8ATE, good afternoon.
Well, good afternoon. You got Walt here, sitting in my family room with my handheld, looking at the cost of living in the Philippines. I have nothing better to do. As mentioned, name here is Walt.
Good afternoon, Walt. You got Kerry here. I'm just driving to the dealership to pick up parts for my car. So, just monitoring and, enjoying the afternoon on the road.
Oh, good, good. What dealership, what kind of car?
Parkway up here on M59. I'm just coming across 59 and North Avenue. And it's 2019 300S. It's had so many oil changes that they wore out the screw holes in the belly pan, so it drags on the ground now. I can't believe they can't engineer something that can withstand over 100,000 miles.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Years, decades ago, that happened to me in the inserted a, well, I don't know what you call it. Anyway, the whole kit and caboodle was smaller, but it worked.
Yeah, and the kids, you know, they try to jerry-rig it onto the, back onto the car with tie wraps, and that don't last. And I'm like, come on, guys. You know, you've been servicing the car since it's new, and obviously this is, you know, you guys using a zip gun to put the fasteners in and out of it, and you've, you know, washed out the holes. So what are you going to do for me? Well, we'll give you a discount on a new part, and we won't charge you to install it. So it just came in. So I'm grabbing it so I have it for the next oil change.
Yeah, I don't go anywhere. I'm about 100 miles over my allotted oil change, but I've always believed in, I have not believed that you have to change after 3,000 miles, seriously. Years ago, one of the ham radio operators worked at GM, and he was a mid-management engineer, and he said there's so much malarkey in going into taking care of a vehicle.
Yeah, I believe that. Vehicles are engineered to the point where they're pretty durable and stuff, and I think the oil change process is more of a revenue stream for the dealerships, but I follow it because if I ever want to dump the car, it's got a pretty good history. They track all that stuff now, so chances are I don't really dump them. I give them to my kids, but either way, you know, it's just something I like to do. Anyways, KF8AT, hey Walt, I got to let you go. I'm going to pull into this dealership right now.
I used to
good talking to you, and I'll catch you up later. Again, Kerry, KF8AT, 73 to you, buddy.
Vehicle to be stunned, and he immediately screwed it up.
I think I stepped on you. Hey, I'm pulling into the dealership here, Walt. I got to step out of the car here, but KF8, AT, we're standing by. Nice talking with you.
Okie dokie, good luck. WB8E.
KY8M.
W8ICM.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours, mostly cloudy, 77 degrees.
KF8S Mobile.
Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 77 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy. 75 degrees.
Ham radio is dead. Changed my mind. Exactly.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 76 degrees.
KK6J, KFABBI. Kilo Kilo 6 Juliet, one last attempt. This is KFABBI. KFABTI monitoring.
Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 73 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 72 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Partly cloudy. 71 degrees.